Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. You are appreciated. Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information you can absolutely count on. And each and every week, we discuss important subjects such as how to remain independent in your own home, how to find the right senior care community, how to pay for the high cost of senior care, and legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also discuss senior-related health issues and how to care for the caregiver. As always, if you have a question, you can reach us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And as you know, here in a couple of days, Monday on the 11th, is Veterans Day. And today we want to recognize that and honor veterans in our community and in their families by talking about a very important benefit that, frankly, I think a lot of people are not aware of. Would like to introduce to you my friend and special guest today, Mr. Ron Cherry from the VFW. He's a veteran service officer. We've had him on the program before. And Ron, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. And so, and I appreciate you making time in your schedule. I know you got lots of stuff going on, so really do appreciate you stopping by.
My pleasure.
All right. And so today we're going to be talking about the VA aid and attendance benefit. And so, Ron, we'll just start off with 101 here. What is the VA aid and attendance benefit?
Well, to put it in a nutshell, Steve, the VA aid and attendance benefit is a income-based benefit that veterans are entitled to based on their income and their assets and medical expenses.
And it's designed to pay for care, and generally it's senior care related.
Yes, unreimbursed medical expenses, senior care, prescription benefits, doctor visits.
So all those costs could be reimbursed or I guess be offset by this benefit.
Exactly. Offset is a key word. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So how does a veteran qualify for this benefit?
Basically, a veteran has to have 90 days of service, not necessarily consecutive days of service, but 90 days total service, with at least one of those days being during a wartime period.
Okay. And so the periods of war, do you want to go through those?
Yeah. Real quick, the World War II dates are December 7th, 1941 through December 31st, 1946. The Korean War was June 27, 1950 through January 31st, 1955. The Vietnam War, August 5th, 1964 through May 7th, 1975. If their boots were on the ground in Vietnam, their date goes back to February 28th, 1961. Persian Gulf War, which is a date to be determined as far as the ending date.
That's still going on.
Yeah, still going on.
Yeah.
Yep. For sure.
Yeah. So that one's still wide open. So, okay. And then discharge, or I guess not dishonorably discharged.
Yeah. Not dishonorably discharged, meaning that they have to have something higher than a general or higher. Anything lower than a general, they will not be, entitled to benefits.
And I think most veterans are honorably discharged, but there are other types like medical discharges,
yes,
and some other things,
yes,
like that.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we have that service element. 90 days active duty, at least one day during a period of war. And so, Ron, you don't even have to. You could have remained stateside or in like a logistics type of a support or medical. It may not have even been in the theater of war, but as long as it's one day during those date ranges that you just shared, that'll take care of that qualification.
That'll take care of that qualification of the one time during the war period. Yes, does not have to be involved in a war, just one day during a war period.
And with that one exception of boots on the ground, and that is the one exception.
Right.
And that would move the Vietnam War period back to February 28, 1960, 61.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. And then we have a financial related requirement. So the first big one is your service requirement. And then the second one is a financial related requirement. So how does that work?
Well, it's based on your annual income and assets, Steve. Annual assets being stocks, bonds, IRAs, things of that nature.
So you're more of like liquid assets?
Yes, yes. Yep. Not your home, not your car, not your TV, not your microwave.
Yeah, your stuff.
Yeah, not your stuff. No, those things. Unless it's a rental property. If it's a rental property, then obviously that's not a liquid asset, but that would be counted as well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So your exempt asset, like you said, your car, your house, you know, all of your stuff, looking at liquid assets. And how is there a limit of liquid assets or I guess kind of a maximum that you could have?
Yes, the VA does allow you to have some liquid assets, but the cap on that, those assets are $127,061.
Okay, and when it first started off, I think it was $123,600, but then you said there was an adjustment on December 1 of last year, so up to $120,000. That's a pretty good size adjustment.
It is.
$127,061. Will there be another adjustment, like basically every year?
Yes. We're basing that on the cost of living allowance, so depending on what the cost of living allowance is for the year, then it will increase by that much.
Okay.
It's a big increase from prior to the law change this past October. Mm-hmm. The maximum asset you could have, I want to say, was 80,000. Anything over 80,000 would disqualify you from the benefit.
Yeah.
So they increased those significantly to basically kind of catch up with the times.
Yeah.
Because the laws were outdated, so they increased the amounts to kind of people are living longer and need more assets to be around longer.
So if you had I'll just make up a number, $150,000 in liquid assets, once you spend that down to $127,061, then at that point, that would trigger that qualification.
For sure. Yes. Correct.
Okay. All right. And then there's an income asset or excuse, not asset, income qualification or calculation. And how does that work?
Well, the income is basically, like I said, it's based on your annual income. If you have Social Security, if you have pensions, any basic income coming into the house annually, it will be counted towards your annual income.
All right, and then to make that calculation, then you take your income and then less your unreimbursed medical expense, and then that's the number that you're really looking
for.
That's
the number that you're really looking for, yeah.
Okay, and so let's talk about so your income, let's say if your income is, I'll just make a nice easy number of $2,000 a month, so, you know, $24,000 a year.
Yeah.
So on a monthly basis, $2,000, and then you would deduct your unreimbursed medical expenses. So can you give us an idea of what might qualify or count as an unreimbursed medical expense?
Yeah, for sure. Unmedical reimbursable expense would be easy as a prescription. So if you are your prescription from Walgreens, if you had a prescription that you had to refill every month, say a blood pressure medication, which costs you out of pocket $40 a month, well, that $40 can be deducted from that $2,000 that you're getting every month.
Okay. And then what if you have like a home care service, a home care company that's coming in to help you with your, activities of daily living? Is that
that's the key word, the activities of daily living. It has to be existing with at least two of those activities of daily living. If they if they're not assisting with those, then the VA is pretty pretty strict on, you know, having a system with those, at least two of those.
Okay. And then obviously if you're living in assisted living, that entire cost of the assisted living would be considered an unreimbursed medical expense.
Yes, it would be.
And so if you had $2,000 in income and all of these expenses kind of added up, come up to, you know, say $2,500 or $3,000, you're in the negative. So you want to maximize your monthly reimbursement through this program, you're going to want to be at zero or negative.
And or negative.
And it's really easy to get to zero or negative number.
Definitely if you're in any type of assisted living or nursing home care. We see this every day, and average nursing home cost is $4,000. I mean, and more.
Yeah.
I've seen one as much as $8,500 a month.
Yep.
Incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. And so then there's a care-related requirements. And so the individual must require assistance with at least two activities of daily living. So do you want to go through some of those examples?
Yeah. There's a list that the VA has, outlined that are key activities of daily living, which are bathing, mobility, and transferring, basically meaning that you need assistance going from shower to bed to a chair. Mm-hmm. Incontinence, if you're, you know, needing to wear diapers, or if you need feet help eating, toileting, dressing, medication management, meal preparation. The big key is a medication management in that part because that is more geared towards the medical portion of the the expense.
All right. So if you're paying for assistance with two or more of those activities of daily living and you meet the other requirements, after the break, we're going to talk about what this benefit will pay you directly. You do not want to miss this. These numbers are exciting. It's very valuable. For more information or assistance from the VFW regarding the VA aid and attendance benefit, reach out to the National VFW headquarters right here in Kansas City, right downtown, 816-968-1153, 816-968-1153. That'll get you directly into the department that can help you with veteran service officers helping you with that application. And we'll be back right after the break. But first, let's not forget the question of the week. To receive assistance from the VFW when applying for veterans benefits, you must be a member of the VFW. Is that statement true or false? We'll have the answer right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super simple. Go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the Listen Live button, give it a few seconds to connect, and boom, you are in. It's that simple. It'll begin streaming to your phone, your tablet, your computer, and whatever you have. Really is that easy. In fact, I just spoke with the lady. She listens to the program from Rhode Island and streams it all the way up to the Northeast in Rhode Island. She's coming back to Kansas City, and we're gonna get together here in a couple of weeks. But anyway, feel free to do that. Lots of people stream this program all over the country and, frankly, all over the world. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. To receive assistance from the VFW when applying for veterans benefits, you must be a member of the VFW. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is...
That answer is false.
Okay. And why is that false?
Well, we help all veterans with less than dishonorable discharges.
Yep.
So basically you have to have good paper, which means that you have to have a general or higher. Anything below a general, we cannot assist you, which you're barred to benefits anyway. So it's kind of double-edged sword there.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can help the good folks at the VFW obviously help members of the VFW, but you don't have to be have a membership with the VFW.
No, you do not.
As long as you're a veteran and you need some help, the VFW can and will help any veteran.
And even with the bad discharges, we don't turn anybody away. We'll try to assist that veteran in trying to get those papers right. So we assist all veterans in a sense.
Very, very good. We're speaking with Mr. Ron Cherry. He's a veteran service officer with the VFW. If you'd like to reach out to our friends at the VFW, really, really good people. They are here to serve veterans and their families right here in downtown Kansas City, the national headquarters for the VFW, 816-968-1153. That's 816-968-1153. If you want to look into this veteran benefit of that the aid and attendance benefit for veterans and surviving spouses of veterans, they're right down at 406 West 34th Street in Kansas City, basically 34th and Broadway, and you're good to go. So, all right. So we talked about the service requirement, the asset requirement, income requirement, and then the care-related requirement. If that sounds like a lot, it is, but frankly, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of veterans who meet these requirements. They could really use the money to help pay for their senior care, and they just don't know about this. And so that's why we're wanting to talk about this. Ron, so the big payoff here, you meet these requirements. How much does the VA aid and attendance benefit pay to individuals who qualify?
Well, if you qualify for the benefit, meet all the above requirements that we talked about, the maximum benefit for a single veteran, if they meet the qualifications, is $1,881 per month, or $22,572 a year. If they're a married veteran, a married veteran can see a maximum up to $2,230 a month, or $26,760 a year. A surviving spouse, basically a widow of a veteran, can receive up to $1,210 a month or $14,420 a year.
All right. So that is a lot of money. Single veteran, $1,881. Married veteran, $2,230. Surviving spouse, $1,210. That's each and every month, tax-free, as a thank you for serving our country. And that's a big deal. You can take a small nest egg and your income along with this benefit and just stretch that out for a long time. It could absolutely make the difference, Ron.
Definite.
All right. So someone comes down to the VFW and you can help them fill out the application, so it'll be a clean application, yeah. Correct?
Yes. As you stated there, this is a lot. So we really don't expect the veterans or the spouses of the veterans to try to figure this out. If they're unsure, give us a call. We'll make an appointment, have them come down. We'll go over the ins and outs with them and let them know exactly we won't let them know if they qualify, but we'll let them know enough to get them the application submitted to the VA. Yep.
Okay. And then once that application is submitted, then how long does it take for approval, review and processing, and then ultimately the approval?
If it is a complete application, on average, it takes about 3 to 6 months. But lately we've been seeing them 3 to 4. If there's any holdups, then there will be, it could take 6 months or a little longer.
Just okay. Depends. And then once the application is approved, say it's 4 months down the road, they'll pay retroactive to the application date. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Date of the application, if it takes 3 months, 6 months, a year, year and a half, it will go. It's retroactive to the date that you file the claim.
So you get the big check to catch up, and then you get that monthly amount thereafter.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. That is excellent. And then we had talked about off mic, and you said that you had a pretty good story about a veteran that you were able to help and get them qualified.
Yes. This first one was a widow that her husband was a veteran I'd helped for a number of years. And she came in and we applied for a benefit, a substitute benefit from the veteran, which he had been denied. So we went through the appeals process, and we had waited for 3-4 years.
Oh, my.
So she came in to bring some more papers in, and she was telling me that she got a check from the VA, and she was saying that, I'm so grateful I'm able to stay in my house for 2 more years. I got this big check from the VA. And I was like, oh, man, you're welcome. Well, I'm glad you got it. So so we wrapped up our business. She went home, and an hour later, she calls me. I mean, calls me like 4 times within 5 minutes span.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh my gosh, did I mess up the paperwork what? I'm freaking out here. So I hurry up and I call her back, and she says, Ron, oh my gosh, the check. I went to fill out my deposit slip, and the check is not for $5,000, it's for $59,000.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I was like, I thought you knew that. That's why, you know, you said it was a big check, so I thought you knew it was $59,000, so I didn't elaborate on it. And she went on and a zero. Yes. So she went on and on and on about it, and it just made her day.
So $5,000 would have helped her stay in her house for a couple of years. $59,000 is going to help her stay there for a lot longer than that.
A lot longer than that. It's the exact same thing I said to my staff. I was like, man, if she's going to stretch $5,000 out for 2 years, what is she going to do with this?
Uh-huh.
So we made a big difference in her life, and it was just a matter of being in the right place to do the right thing, and that's what we try to do.
And that's amazing. So you worked with her husband. He passed. You worked with his widow,
yep,
the surviving spouse,
yes,
of a veteran, and you said this very casually, and I did not miss it. Over 4 years?
Yeah.
Did it have to be appealed and reapplied?
Yes, it was appealed a couple of times, and we just stayed with the fight. We stayed with the fight, and I encouraged the veteran while he was alive, you know, don't give up.
Yeah.
And ultimately he passed away, but we were able to get his benefit for her, even though he passed away, and it was really some closure for her and for him, even though he's, you know, deceased.
See, you honored him. You helped her. It's just amazing. Mr. Ron Cherry with the VFW, 816-968-1153. Be sure to reach out to Ron and the great people at the VFW. And Ron, also, I just wanted to say thank you for your service to our country.
And thank you for your support, Steve. We value the work that you do out in the community, and we definitely appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you so much. And we're going to have more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with someone else, or heck, maybe you just want to go back and hear it again. No worries at all. Just go to SeniorCareLive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. They're in chronological order from the newest, and then working back. Find the one you want, click play. Again, give it a few seconds to connect, and it'll start streaming to your electronic device. Lots of people do that, so help yourself. Just want to say thanks again to Ron Cherries with the national headquarters at VFW, just right downtown here in Kansas City. What a great guy. If you think you qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit, here's the direct number to Ron and his team. You don't have to go through the switchboard and all of this. This is a straight shot to that department that can help you with that application. 816-968-1153. 816-968-1153. And we'll talk a little more about that VA aid and attendance benefit here in a little while, but would love to introduce to you my next guest in studio, Mr. Dane Johnson. He's the operator of Home Care Assistance, Kansas City. And Dane, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Steve, thanks for having me back.
All right. So if you'd like to reach out to Dane and his great team at Home Care Assistance Kansas City, let me give you this phone number. And we have lots of our listeners and lots of my clients with Senior Care Consulting reaching out for Home Care Assistance. 913-663-5000. That's 913-663-5000. You can also check them out online. It's a great website. And you spell it exactly as it sounds. Home Care assistancekc.com. And Dane, you have a 913 number, but you cover you offer services throughout the entire city, the entire metro.
Yeah, we cover the entire metro, Steve. Our office is at College of Metcalf in Overland Park, but we service the entire metro. All of our caregivers are scattered out and about.
All right. And I just visited with a gentleman, and he's from completely, I'm like in the Northwest. Mm-hmm. His parents live in Raytown, and he will be calling Home Care Assistance KC to get his parents some help. So we get people listening to the show and calling from all over the country for your services for people living here locally.
Yeah, loved ones that live throughout the U.S. are calling for their parents that live here. So that's fantastic, and we appreciate it.
All right. So I honest to goodness, I can't believe, is it time to start talking about the holidays? I'm not ready.
It's here.
Are you ready?
No, never.
I'm just like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, what is Thanksgiving? Like a couple of weeks away.
Yeah, a few weeks away.
I need to start, when I run to the store later on, I need to start picking up my pumpkin and some of the goods, you know, stuff like that gets sold out pretty easily. So
sure does.
But I cook the meal at my house. And so I have all the family there. But let's talk about when families are scattered out throughout the country. And maybe they see their parents once a year. Maybe that's Thanksgiving. You know, maybe that's around Christmas time. But it's been several months since they've seen their parents. And then they fly home, and then they see their mom and dad, and they're like, wow, we didn't catch that on Skype or on FaceTime. They're really not doing very well. I think we're going to need some help in the home. Do you see situations like that?
All the time, Steve. Usually the holidays are right after the holidays are some of our busiest times because of the exact scenario you just spoke about. Loved ones come home and through the phone or, like you said, Skype or FaceTime, whatever it is, they just don't notice everything that's going on. So after they're here for the holidays, they give us a ring and say, hey, we could really use you with my loved one for a few days a week, whether it's a few days for 4 hours a day or 24/7. We provide service in that range. So we get a lot of business right after the holidays.
Okay. All right. And that absolutely, totally makes sense. You have this unrealized, newly realized kind of this pent up delayed demand. It's like all of a sudden, just like, whoa, the red flags, the bells and whistles go off and we need some help here. So again, if you visit your loved one and you see that, and you want to reach out for help, seriously, reach out to Home Care Assistance Kansas City. They can help you, like Dane said, just a few hours a week or all the way up to 24/7, 913-663-5000. Excuse me. I'm all choked up talking about that. So 913-663-5000. And let's talk about a specific type of home care that we refer to as respite care. What is respite care?
Yeah, Steve. So if you're not with us on a long-term basis, but say your loved one lives with you and you would like to leave to go visit other loved ones, your children maybe that are in another state, but your mother, your father who lives with you are just not able to go with you, we will come in and provide what's called respite care for a few days, for a week while you're out of town. Maybe you want to leave from Christmas through New Year's for a couple weeks. We can come in and provide the respite care for your loved one that you're probably typically caring for to make sure they're safe. And again, that respite care can be 4 hours a day, a few days a week, or 24/7 while you're gone. So it's just a short stint of care provided instead of a long-term, you know, every week ongoing situation.
So it's just kind of a temporary, short-term stay. And frankly, I would bet that a lot of times when Home Care Assistance Kansas City is providing that support, that temporary or kind of that intermittent short-term support, when the family returns, it's probably gone so well. Probably a lot of those families would retain Home Care Assistance Kansas City to continue at some level.
It does typically turn into continuous care because they realize how much we actually can do for their loved one, and their loved one realizes how nice it is to have somebody around. Yes, it's great living with your son, your daughter, your daughter-in-law, but it's nice to have somebody else around to do things with so you're not relying on your family all the time. So sometimes the client loves it and the family loves it, so it turns into a long-term relationship.
All right. All right. Excellent. Excellent. So that's if you live here in town in the KC metro area. And again, that's north of the river, you know, south, east and west. So the entire listening area here, pretty much. And you're going out to see your family and you can't take your elderly loved one. What are you going to do? You're either going to have to stay home or you can bring in that short-term respite care from Home Care Assistance Kansas City. But a lot of families living here in town do what I do. So I cook and everyone comes to our house.
Yeah.
And my mom likes to cook. She just doesn't like to cook the whole thing. So she'll come over and she'll be cooking some stuff and I'm doing stuff. And that could take, some people start this stuff like a week before Thanksgiving. And if you're trying to be a caregiver and then trying to prepare your home for guests, and if the families are like me, I mean, I love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a big deal. You're going to need some help taking care of your loved ones so that you can be freed up to prepare your home and put up any, you know, holiday decorations and cook.
Yeah, Steve, you know, I think you talk about that, and I'm sitting here thinking of my personal situation where my my grandmother, my mother's mom, lives with my parents.
Okay.
And she has significant short-term cognitive impairment, and it is tough because my mom's cooking for, you know, 25, 30 people, how many ever it is for Thanksgiving.
She wins. I'm not cooking for that many.
So. it's a lot. Big family. You know, with grandma loves to be in the kitchen, but she really can't do what she used to be able to do. So having a caregiver there to occupy her, to play cards with her, to do things with her so she doesn't feel left out, so to say, and to take some time off of my mom's hands so she can get the meal prepared for everybody. It's so beneficial and it helps out so much. It's just a great avenue to go if you have your family here in town and you need that, not free time, but extra time to be able to prepare Thanksgiving.
And what if, I just thought of this, so obviously you can take care of things in the home, but what if you need to stop what you're doing and run to Walgreens to pick up prescriptions? Or what if you need to get her to the beauty shop appointment or to a doctor's appointment? Can you help with the transportation and just kind of take that part over as well?
Yeah, it's a great point, Steve. You know, sometimes you can only get into the doctor at certain times. And you know what? If you're in the middle of trying to prepare for 25 people to be at your house and mom has a doctor's appointment that's been scheduled for months on end that she can't miss, we can take her to that appointment. We can transport our clients and maybe it is just to run to Walgreens to pick up prescriptions, even just to run to the store, to run an errand. You know what? Oh my goodness, I forgot to grab this at the store. Caregiver can run out and grab that too.
Okay. And I'll tell you what, that will work. And this year, since Thanksgiving is so late in the month, I love putting up all the decorations and the trees and the lights and all that. I'm going to call an audible. My stuff's going up a week early. And I'll tell you what, I see people in the neighborhood already putting up their stuff. So that means that people are going to be busy even, you know, a week or two before Thanksgiving. If this is resonating with you, if you need help, you know, caring for your elderly loved one at home while you travel over the holidays, or if your elderly loved one lives in your home and you could use some help, assistance in their caregiving while you're preparing for the holidays, reach out to Home Care Assistance Kansas City, 913-663-5000, and they can help you with that respite temporary home care need. I'll be right back with a lot more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. 6445. Back to my special guest in studio, Mr. Dane Johnson. He's the operator of Home Care Assistance, Kansas City, at 913-663-5000. That's 913-663-5000. Or online at Home Care Assistance, Kansas. Well, you could do that too. Home Care Assistance, Kansas City, but it's a little shorter to go homecareassistancekc.com. But both of those work, right?
Either one works, Steve.
Yeah. I'm going for the shortcut. I'm doing KC on
KC is easier.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, Dane, in the last segment, we talked quite a bit about, you know, the holidays and providing respite care. But you know what? That is a lot to take care of and to manage. And the holidays are so hectic. So many people are just really overloaded. They're overwhelmed. So I would just like to talk about the care management that you offer through Home Care Assistance Kansas City and how critical that offering, that value-added service can be, especially in a holiday respite type of a situation.
Yeah, Steve, our care managers really do take a lot of, I hate to say the word burden, but a lot of burden off of the adult child. And they're not trying to come in and take the place of a daughter or son or anything, but really let you be the daughter or son and focus on the things that you need to focus on. A care manager is somebody that you'll meet at the initial assessment. They're going to put that care plan together, and they're going to make sure that our caregivers are doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're going to be doing pop-bys. They're going to be on the phone. With the caregivers answering any questions and also coordinating with you as the family, making sure that mom or dad gets to those doctor's appointments or gets the medications picked up that are supposed to be picked up. It's just really an extra level of oversight for our caregivers and really something that is unique to home care assistance and what we provide.
And so does the care manager, maybe along with the care providers, but does the care manager actually draft a plan of care?
They sure do. And it's not just a checklist, Steve. It's, you know, a lot of care plans that you see are, yeah, they need help with this, and this. But ours get super, super detailed down to how do you enter the house? What does mom or dad like for breakfast, lunch, dinner? When do they wake up? When to, you know, really, really certain specific things. And it's very, very tailored to every client that we have.
And I think just to prove that point, I think one of your care managers previously had told me right down to when the caregiver arrives, pick up Mr. Smith. So I'll just make up Mr. Smith, but pick up the client's newspaper at the foot of the driveway and bring that in when you show up at 8 o'clock or 7 a.m. or whenever it is, because we don't want him going up and downstairs and it's kind of slick in the wintertime. So we're just going to do that for him so that he can enjoy his newspaper. That's a very detailed piece of a larger overall care plan.
Yeah. Down to the smallest detail, even if it's feeding the dog at a certain time or, you know, just the smallest details that you can think of, we make sure to get in a care plan. So we do everything that the client needs us to do.
Okay. And so for that care management service, along with the hourly service and providing the caregivers, how much extra or is there an additional charge for that care management function?
You know, that's the great thing, Steve, is there is no additional charge. It is built into our hourly rate, which is an hourly rate that's comparable to other home care companies out there. So there's no additional charge for our care management services, which if you went and sought out a care manager, you'd be paying anywhere from, I don't know, $75 to $150 an hour, probably.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So okay. All right. So for our listeners, would you rather work with a home care provider that does not offer care management and then pay a separate provider $75 to $150 an hour? Or would you rather have that all rolled into one in a competitive hourly market rate? I know which one I would choose. I refer all of my clients to Home Care Assistance, Kansas City, 913-663-5000 or online at homecareassistancekc.com. And Dane, in the few minutes that we have left, you know, in the first half of the program, we talked very specifically about the VA aid and attendance benefit. And frankly, that's a little known benefit hundreds of thousands of veterans could qualify for. They just don't know about it.
Yeah, there's not a lot of education out there on it until somebody tells you about it. It's a great benefit that the veteran and or their spouse, if
the
it's
surviving
a surviving spouse, yeah, can take advantage of. And we always, in our assessments, we always ask if they're a veteran. And if they are, we try to get them into this aid in attendance benefit. Now, there are income and financial restrictions a little bit around it, but we have had many clients that have been able to take advantage of it. And it helps out with that monthly cost of home care.
And so if you look at it, so just a super quick recap, there's a service component that is, you know, defines eligibility. You have the asset component, the income component, and then the fourth one, this is really critical. You can't just ask for the VA aid in attendance. You have to be receiving assistance with some of those activities of daily living. So, Dane, the VA aid in attendance benefit requires assistance with at least two of the following activities of daily living. So we have bathing, mobility or transferring, incontinence support, eating or feeding. That could be, preparing the food or maybe cutting up the meat, that sort of thing, or maybe actually even feeding someone. Toileting assistance, dressing assistance, medication management, and then meal preparation. So out of that list of eight, how many of those issues can you help out with?
We can provide assistance with every single one of those that you listed, Steve.
All right, there you go. So if you're at home and you need help and you qualify for this benefit, Home Care Assistance Kansas City can help you with any or all of those. And I would add that Home Care Assistance could also provide transportation assistance and a lot of other things as
well. Yeah, lighthouse cleaning things, many things on top of that. Yep.
Yep, absolutely. And so, Dane, you mentioned that you have some family members who are veterans.
Definitely, Steve. So both of my grandfathers in World War II, we were talking about this off mic. My dad's father obtained, Purple Heart. He was actually shot down in World War II. My other grandfather was in the Navy. He was a radio man. And then my brother, my oldest brother, is a just retired lieutenant colonel out of the Army. So
I'll be darned.
Big place in my heart for vets, definitely.
Absolutely. Mine as well. And every time I sit down with clients through senior care consulting in the financial section, I always ask about, are you a veteran? When did you serve? And I go through all of that. And if I think that they may qualify, I send them straight to the VFW to get help with that application, because this could make the difference between staying home or having to move to a facility.
Definitely. It sure can. It's a great benefit, again, for the vet and for the surviving spouse. Yep.
All right. And my father-in-law served over 30 years in the Air Force. And my uncle was a Navy man. My grandpa served in World War II and got a Purple Heart. And so this one's really, really important to me as well. And do you provide care for some veterans who are currently having on this benefit?
Definitely, Steve. We've had vets come on that we then introduced to the aid in attendance who obtained it through us helping them out and getting them to the right resources, and then ones that have already had it that have switched us. So we definitely take care of vets that are their surviving spouses that are receiving the aid in attendance benefit.
All right, Dane, thanks so much for being here today. I really, really appreciate it.
Steve, thanks so much. And vets, we salute you and thank you for your service.
All right, and I thank you for your service as well. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week, right here on Senior Care Live.